Now, as probably most of you have seen, there has been a lot of feeling going around on Twitter and Facebook concerning Reigate on Ice. Let's just give a little bit of background here. An artificial ice rink first appeared in Reigate's Priory Park 6 years ago. This was down near to the Central Cafe in the children's play area. This was not a financial success for the organiser. However, the Matthews organisation stepped in the following year and applied for a real ice rink to be located behind the tennis courts in a big top. This was the beginnings of Reigate on Ice. This location did not present a viable proposition due to the part of the park attracting high winds, which nearly brought down the big top one night and caused a lot of internal damage and losses of around £18,000. The area is not serviced well by footways or vehicular access, which put many people off going through a very muddy area. However, not to be defeated, the Matthews organisation moved the rink, with council approval, to the Bell Street end of the park, close to the trees, where the ground is rougher and much firmer due to the natural drainage and the trees. They also paid for the gateway in Bell Street to be improved, allowing vehicular access, preventing the need for vehicles to be driven across the park from the park lane gate and causing terrible ground damage. The organisation improved the rink year on year, bringing in much welcome trade to Reigate. This is on top of many summer events they organise, including the Seaside Fun Weekend in the park, plus contributing to evolve parts of the park, including the planting of the Circle of Lavender, which many have enjoyed this summer. However, a statement was released this week by the Matthews organisation to say they were cancelling this year's Reigate on Ice event, which was quickly responded to by Reigate and Banstead Borough Council, plus hundreds on Twitter and Facebook. I'm now joined in the studio by Reigate and Banstead Borough Councillor responsible for Green Spaces, Councillor Alex Hallward, and on the line by Tommy Matthews of the Matthews organisation, who puts on Reigate on Ice. Tommy, if I may start with you, please. Can you give us some idea about your decision for cancelling this year's event?
Yes, the decision was taken. It took me and my family a long time to come to this decision. But after nearly 3 months of negotiations with the Green Spaces officer, and we were no further forward with a suitable location, because we was asked to give this year to give the previous location a rest for this year. After all this time, we were no further forward by the middle of September, and the clock is ticking so fast that we just had to let everyone else who rely on us for their Christmas business, etc. It was a very hard decision to come to, but we had to make that decision because of the timeline and still not getting anywhere near on a suitable location to place the ice rink.
Now, if I can bring in Councillor Hallward here in the studio. Alex, if I may, just give us a little bit of background information onto the reasons why you in the park wished to have the site moved.
I think it's based on the fact that there's been 4 or 5 years of that particular area being used in the same way. Quite a huge amount of surface area, compaction. Oh, as I said, as I stressed, the same area. And I think that due to that, that's made the site, that part of the park next to Bell Street, quite vulnerable to flooding and damage. And so that is why we've decided that it's most important that we can't have it there again this year.
Sorry, for those of us that don't really understand, I'm not a green spaces person. I know about grass. I know how rapidly it grows, and it sort of grows naturally, really. How is it difficult to redone that? It's not like a ploughed field, which every 5 years you hold an event on, you've got to leave fallow for a year.
Yeah, you know, I kind of understand that. I'm not a technical person either, but we've got good people that work within the Green Spaces Department. We've got countryside tree officers, recently appointed one countryside officer, and they do know their stuff. They do know what they're talking about, and they are able to give us expert advice on what we're doing, what we should do with our land. We've got to bear in mind that we have a number of residents that use it across the year, not just seasonally at Christmas time. So there are a number of factors that bring us to the decision that we've made.
Now, Tommy, if I can just come back to you for a moment, situation of moving Reigate on Ice back to the previous position behind the tennis courts, I mean, how viable is that?
It's something we've thought very carefully about, and logistically, to get the lorries and trucks to that position during the winter months when the weather is so you just don't know what we're going to get. You know, we've had extreme summer this year, you know, with the heat and whatever. What's to say we're not going to have extreme bad weather? And Reigate on Ice is very hard work, and we just don't need to make it any harder by getting to an area where we've got no pathways or roadways to work from with the lorries to get there, as well as our customers trying to get there, traipsing through mud and so on. Although we do our best to put down trackway and matting, it's still logistically... It's something that we really cannot consider doing back again this year round the back of the tennis courts.
I suppose there's also the fact that there's a big clean-up bill afterwards as well, not only to the grounds, but also to your own kit, the matting and so forth, being covered in mud.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it takes weeks, if not months, to clean everything up and so on. And then again, you've got to wait for the weather to improve to try and get onto that.
Now, the council have responded, and they have put out a statement which I've had voiced up by our reporter, Jeff Rogers.
Reigate on Ice is a welcome event in Priory Park, and we'd love it to continue. Priory Park is a popular venue which receives over 3 million visits a year. We manage the space so that everyone can enjoy it, but also have to protect it from too much wear and tear. Over 4 years, the area used for the ice rink has compacted so water doesn't drain well, and it's harder for the grass to regrow. Remedial work is being done so that the ground is ready to be used again in 2019, but only once we're sure the ground has fully recovered. For this reason, we spoke with Reigate on Ice to find a different location in the park so that the site used can recover properly. We will be more than willing to offer Reigate on Ice help with providing pathways, lighting and other infrastructure to make a new site easy to get to. We've offered and remain keen to work with Reigate on Ice to find alternative solutions. That offer still stands.
Councillor Horwood, if I could come back to you, just explain how that's going to work. I mean, it's difficult enough getting an articulated lorry into Priory Park when you can't exactly drive it across the grass to perhaps bring it in behind the tennis courts. I know there is a gate there, but it's not direct.
Yeah, I can't go into the detail around that, but I'm pretty sure that we can work to make sure that heavy loaded vehicles can come in and out. You know, there are metallic sort of runways or that can
roadways,
be laid,
yes.
Yeah, roadways can be laid down for this kind of thing to happen, for it to work, you know.
It's sort of an awkward situation, really, because I mean, one of the suggestions I know has been put forward is to perhaps move Reigate on Ice on the Bell Street side still, but just along a little bit to give that extra space, and then swap it back again.
Yeah, I've heard of that as an alternative as well. Look, we're talking to you know, we are in discussion with Tommy. We're hoping to chat to him. The Green Spaces team at the council, hope including myself, will be there to chat to him next week. And I just want to stress that lines of communication remain very much open, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I think that is absolutely a good thing, because I mean, it'd be a shame just to lose it for a year.
I mean, I totally agree. I think there are so many families and children that love this event.
Well, I know one of the other suggestions was Matt's moving over to Memorial Park in Redhill, which is not really viable, is it, as it's Reigate on Ice?
Well, I've got a slightly different take on that.
How do you have fireworks in Reigate after the Christmas fair?
Well, you know, maybe there's a little bit of scope for adaption with events that get changed by location. But I think that there are many opportunities which come with a change of location. It brings me on to say that Memorial Park has just won an award in terms of the Southeast in Bloom Awards. Won a gold Best Park award. So, you know, it's a good time. It's very apt for it to be there. And so that's all I really have to say on that.
Well, it is a difficult situation. It's good that both sides are speaking openly here on the radio and everybody can help. Because, I mean, what happened on social media during the end of last week was just terrible.
Look, this comes with the territory of social media. And one thing I want to stress and say is that it's wonderful to see so many people that are passionate about what they believe in, and they're saying what they stated, occasionally, you know, residents will say things that a little bit more passionate than you would expect, but I think that on the whole, it's all about freedom of speech, and. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
You've got to understand, though, that people like the Matthews organisation, they're a business concern, like every other business in Reigate. Yeah. And for them, as they put out in their most recent updated statement, the event needs to be in a prominent position. Yeah. And they've built Reigate and Ice to the success it is to date, and because of its position in the last 4 years, and they've helped with the opening up of that gateway to make it easier to get in, which is to protect the rest of the field. So just a little bit on the corner is not really doing a lot of damage, is it?
Yeah, but as I said before, there's been 4 years of constant compaction on that side. Mm-hmm. And I think that it needs a rest. And we feel that now is the right time for it to be rested.
That's fair comment.
And there will be some remedial work which will be going into the site in 2019. And once we're sure that the ground is fully recovered, we'll talk. We'll let the Matthews Corporation know about that. With reference to that particular site, of course.
Now, Tommy, I mean, you've already stated you really can't put this event on this year because you really don't want to move it back to the original location behind the tennis courts. It really wasn't safe for you there, was it?
Well, no, we did suffer, serious damage from the wind. We had a storm one night which was pushing 80 mile an hour winds across the park, and because we was open on all sides, that was the problem. So although we've got trailers that we can put around the side of the big top to protect it, we haven't got enough to put all the way around. Whereas down at the Bell Street end, we're only getting any wind what blows through the park is from the top end of the park. We're protected from the other side by Bell Street and all those trees.
Well, that again makes absolute common sense. So I can see it from your point of view. It's not just a business front; it's actually thinking safety not only for the members of the public that go along, but also for your staff too.
Exactly, we've got to assess all the risks,
and that's something that the council should surely, obviously, take into consideration.
Of course, we've taken into consideration Ms. Matthews' views. We've taken into consideration. We've really taken that into consideration. It was not a decision that was made lightly.
So there we have it, Tommy. Thank you very much for joining us on the line, and Councillor Horwood here in the studio as well. It is a stalemate between the two at this moment. Any last words?
Yes, I would just like to say, you know, we think that Reigate and Bance's Green Spaces team do a great job in the park, you know, and, you know, we're really proud of the awards they've won, and we really like working with them, and want to move forward. We want to put Reigate on Ice on again this year, but, you know, we have to look at all the avenues, which we have been doing since the end of June. I've put plans forward and so on, and we will keep in discussions, and we don't want to say this is the end of Reigate on Ice. We want to keep it going, and mostly because of the overwhelming support from all our customers and everyone else. You know, we're really proud of what they've all been saying for us.
Councillor Hall, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that we think Reigate on Ice is a fantastic event, and we too want to see it continue, and so we're keen to continue discussing, talking with the Matthews Corporation, with Tommy, in order to find a solution. So that's a good sign, and I look forward to chatting to you, Tommy, next week. That's all I can say on that front.
Tommy Matthews of the Matthews Organisation, the organisers of Reigate on Ice, thank you very much for joining us here on Susie Radio.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Councillor Hallward.
Thank you, Tommy.
And thank you to Councillor Hallward here in the studio as well. A sort of interesting discussion, interesting, we can't really call it a debate because it's the outcome has already been set in stone, but hopefully we've cleared up the conversation, the nastiness that's going around the social media at the moment, which is really causing concern.
Yeah, I think people are concerned, and but quite rightly so. If you've been used to something of great proportions, you know, something that's had an impact on local communities, not just the Reigate community, surrounding communities, and suddenly it's not happening in the way that people have been used to, of course it's going to have an effect. I've got an 11-year-old daughter. I've been taking her to Reigate on Ice in the last 2-3 years, and both her and her friends adore it. You know, they love going there. So I'm disappointed I can't take her there this year, as things stand. As I want to say, as things stand, because, again, we're talking to the Matthews Corporation. We're talking to Tommy next week over the phone to find solutions, to find a way forward for this season. So let's see. Let's see what happens.
So there we go. East Surrey and North Sussex. That is the situation regards Reigate on Ice.